It has now been close to a year that St John resident Jesse Wright has been surprising St Johners by walking around the city carrying a fridge on his back. This month, Wright, the fridge guy, will be bringing his fridge to the stage with his show Is Your Refrigerator Running? At this year's Fundy Fringe Festival. The aim of the project Wright has dubbed Uptown Fridge is to raise awareness and funds for the increasingly prevalent issue of food insecurity, and to get conversations going about an issue facing an increasing number of St Johners, as well as Canadians as a whole. Wright spoke with Local 107.3 FM about his show, as well as the origins and aims of the idea as a whole.
I'll be doing the Is Your Refrigerator Running show at Fringe Fest. I'm the Uptown Fridge guy, so anyone that's ever seen someone walk around with a fridge on their back in St. John, that's likely me, or it's an imposter. I always get the same questions when people stop me on the street. They ask, what's with the fridge, and how long have you been doing this, and how much does it weigh, and what are your goals, etc. So I figured I would take this chance. I happened to get selected in the lottery for the Fringe Festival. So it'll be a comedy, philosophy, musical retrospective on the last year, because we're coming up on the one-year anniversary next month. So I thought this would give a chance to address many people in a bit more intimate setting where I'm not on the go and answering one or two questions before I have to run away and continue my walk. The Fridge Project started as an awareness campaign for food security organizations in St. John. So it was originally to raise awareness for Pulse, Romero House, Operation Feed, the food banks, the food basket on Union, Street Team SJ, the mobile food pantry, all those groups that have already organized and have procedures in place to help vulnerable individuals. People showed so much interest in the fridge and they wanted to give me money and donate and help out that I started doing my own thing. So the money that came in, I was using to buy groceries so that people could see their money was going directly to food, and I would take the food to all the places I just mentioned. So since September, I've raised and donated over $13,000, and I've walked almost 700 kilometers. So I'll be doing the 24-hour Looney Loop in September. There's the Poly Peak race, there's Bootstrap Boogie, anything else that comes up. So it'll be a continuing project.
Do you want to go any further into why a show, kind of where that idea for a show came from? Is there anything you do want to add about that?
It's just an opportunity to get more conversations going. I've been told many years past that I should do something for Fringe. I do like to do comedy and philosophy and music and acting and stuff like that. But I'm very introverted, but that's the whole point. I'm willing to put these talents and hobbies and other interests on display. Whether or not it makes me look like a fool or not, at least this time it's for a purpose and to produce some positive community impact. So if it was just about me, I wouldn't be doing a show at all, but it's about the fridge.
What seems to be a big part of it is the conversation. How important has that been as a part of what you've been doing, as well as kind of raising money and raising awareness?
The conversations, I hope, have directed people to donate to the organizations that I said I was supporting. Anyone who is skeptical about it, I always tell them, listen, if you're skeptical about giving money to a guy with a fridge, I would also be skeptical of that. So please go donate directly to those groups. It seems to have a snowball effect. You know, I'll meet one person and we have a conversation and they say, have you worked with this group? Or have you done this race? So then I go work with those people and they give me other ideas. And I would hope that this builds toward larger conversations in terms of something physical. So I would like to eventually have a book or a series of essays out in collaboration with some of the people I've been working with. Besides that, I have always not really known where the project is going. It just seems like it's had a positive impact. People respond positively for the most part. So at this point, I'm just keeping it going to see what more can happen. It's been fun. The negative comments, again, the internet is full of negativity and hate and trolls and people that have nothing better to do. But there are also people who have legitimate concerns and legitimate counter arguments and criticism of the fridge. So I try not to engage with people too much if it's just negative. There have been a couple of times where someone will just comment, this is a waste of time, or you're an idiot or something. And it's like, okay, well, thanks, you contributed nothing. And I never hear from those people again. There's been a couple of times where there was a larger conversation that was produced, and that's exactly what I'm here for. But I think we're working towards something good. So whether the comments are positive or negative, I still think it's at the heart, again, producing conversations, is getting people to talk. There's a lot of feeling, especially on the internet, about, oh, you don't owe anyone anything. You don't owe the world your time. And that's exactly the what has devastated community and has kind of stratified us, is you do owe people everything that constitutes your life. Nobody is a ship alone on this ocean of humanity. We're all part of the same fleet, whether you like it or not. And there's a lot of people that are out projecting empathy in the city, and they're the ones that are actually trying to solve the problems.
As you've kind of again alluded to, this is just part of pointing in directions of places that maybe fill gaps where food security is concerned, where cost of living is concerned. I mean, do you want to talk at all about the bigger question of, as well as kind of the side of empathy, the actual practical things that we as a society need to do?
Again, this whole project is because I don't have answers. I just feel like doing nothing because there's no answers does nothing to create a conversation. I mean, I understand that raising money for food and these food security organizations that are helping to feed people every day, it's really a short-term fix. So ultimately, I think most people working in these food security groups would hope for the day where they don't have to exist. I mean, we would love to have a day where Pulse and Romero House and Operation Feed and the food banks don't exist because Canadian citizens and citizens internationally are being taken care of properly, where their government is taking steps to make sure their citizens are fed, especially in Canada, but internationally as well. We need broad systemic change, because the corporate greed and the wealth disparity that exists is insane. I mean, we all know there's enough money on the planet and enough resources on the planet to feed everybody. But if everybody was fed, there would be a lot less profit and shareholder value.
Back to the show itself and kind of and the Fringe Festival, the practical things, when and where are you performing?
On the 17th of August, they are doing something called the Big Tease at the Imperial Theatre. So everyone that has a show in the Fringe Festival will get 10 minutes to essentially showcase their show and give people a reason to actually come buy tickets. So I will be performing and talking during that. And then from the 18th to the 22nd, I will be performing in the Imperial Upper Lobby. There's a show every night, so the Big Tease is Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be doing an hour-long show. And it should be funny, it should be entertaining. It's either going to be great and you'll enjoy it, or I'll look like a fool and you'll enjoy watching someone look like a clown. And it's all in the name of food security.
The Fundy Fringe Festival takes place from August 17th to the 22nd, and more information can be found at fundyfringefestival.com. More information about Uptown Fridge can be found at uptownfridge.com. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.